An eerily familiar scene today in London. A number of small explosions hit the city's transport system 2 weeks to the day after bombs killed 56 people in similar attacks. Police said some of today's bombs failed to detonate, giving them critical forensic evidence to track down the attackers. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from London.
Londoners still commemorating the victims of the July 7th attacks were greeted today by an eerie deja vu of police cordons, stranded commuters, and wailing sirens. At around 12:30, authorities evacuated the Shepherd's Bush underground station in West London. Within 20 minutes, the Oval station in South London and the Warren Street station in Central London were shut down. At around 1 o'clock in East London, Mark Bond was standing at the front of a number 26 bus when he heard a loud boom coming from the back.
It sounded more of a car crash than an actual explosion. Literally, the bus stopped. Everyone sort of froze for a couple of minutes before a lady came running downstairs and said, I think there was a bomb or some sort of explosion going off at the back. The bus driver immediately opened doors. Everyone just rushed out.
Eyewitnesses gave confused accounts of hearing gunshots or of seeing a man whose backpack was ripped open by a small explosion. At a press conference, Metropolitan Police Commissioner Ian Blair would not give details of the investigation. He just said that someone had attempted to set off explosive devices, but that some remained unexploded.
Clearly, the intention must have been to kill. I mean, you don't do this with any other intention. And I think the important point is that the intention of the terrorists has not been fulfilled.
Blair said it was unclear how today's events were linked to those of July 7th, but their timing and placement certainly looked familiar.
There is a resonance here, isn't there? I mean, these are four attacks. There were four attacks before. Whether or not this is directly connected in the sense of carried out by the same group of people, however loosely knit that is, I think that's going to take just a little bit longer before we can qualify that.
Prime Minister Tony Blair spoke to reporters at 10 Downing Street. He looked relaxed as he urged Britons to defeat terrorism by sticking to their values.
The way of defeating it is to defeat it, of course, by security measures, but also by going after the ideas of these people, the ideology of these people, their arguments, as well as their methods, taking them on and defeating them. And the best way of doing that is to show how the values of freedom and tolerance and respect for people of other religions and races is the best way to lead our lives.
Not long after the explosion at Warren Underground Station, eyewitnesses said they saw police entering the nearby University College Hospital. The hospital was cordoned off, leaving surgeon Prabhakar Shukla standing outside on the sidewalk where he shared his thoughts.
What was your reaction when you heard that there might have been explosions?
Well, the reaction is that probably my duty would be there, because last time when it happened, I was on duty and we received around 70 casualties in UCH hospital. And we were treating, so probably we won't be able to go home and we'll be doing the duties.
He added that the attack raised some unsettling possibilities in his mind.
And second reaction to this terrorist activity is that it's going to, means it's made London life very uncertain. Means it's the second time happening, it could happen third time, it may not be happening, but they can scare us unnecessarily. That was another reaction.
Last time, the bombs destroyed much of the forensic evidence. This time, the police have the unexploded devices and are upbeat that this could lead to an early breakthrough in the investigation. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.